Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hello. Greetings, salutations. It's happy Wednesday to everybody. We're like sliding into the new year. We're just like careening over the cliff to the new year. Who's excited about 2022? Raise their hand.
I mean, I want to be. I do want to be. I just want the world to go back to normal. You know what I mean? And I'm just starting to feel very doubtful that it will.
Never going to go back to normal, Mach. Never going to go back to normal. This is just where we are. We're going to be here for a while. We're just going to hang out. We need to make the best of it, you know?
Yeah, we will. You guys, quick reminder before we get into the news that it's 50% off of MyPillow mattress toppers right now. 50%! And still 40% off of the squeezy kitten fur technology that is in the slippers and in the moccasins that hug your feet with love. So if you haven't gotten yours yet, seriously, what? Why? What is going on?
What are you doing with your life? I don't know what's happening. I mean, are you okay? Do we need to call you? What's going on? Are you all right? Because it's the squeezy kitten fur.
This squeezes your feet with love. I don't know why you wouldn't want that. Anyway, go to mypillow.com/chicks and then use code chicks to get
it,
your
you
50%
guys.
Off the mattress toppers or the 40% off the slippers and moccasins. Okay, you guys, big news of the day is that the CDC has royally screwed up again. Royally.
Shocker.
I know, right? And here's why. I'll just read you the headline straight from the Daily Mail, okay? So here it is. CDC gets it seriously wrong. Agency revises earlier estimate of Omicron prevalence in the United States and now says it was only responsible for 23% of all new cases, not 73%, which is what they originally reported.
I feel like that's a big discrepancy. I mean, like if I were working there, right? And I was like, and I gave the numbers to my boss, right? If I were just a peon working there and I was like, listen, I said 73. I meant 23.
Was that wrong?
Is that frowned upon? And then your boss would be like, what were you doing? Were you drinking? What's going on? Yes, I was drinking. I was drinking because that's a major F up. It's a major F up, you guys. It's a big discrepancy in numbers, don't you think?
That's a huge discrepancy. I mean, imagine if you did that with like the weather. It's going to be 85 today. Oh, did I say 85? I meant 35. Is that wrong?
To be fair, meteorologists do that all the time.
But usually not by a 50 point spread, right?
Okay. All right. I mean, but still, that's a big deal. So, I mean, somebody should get fired. Somebody should get fired over that.
They won't, but that it is a big deal. Now, and I was just saying this to you before we went on, there's like two ways to look at this, right? So the good news, if there's any ever about COVID, is that all the people who are like, the reason for Omicron and the reason it's spreading is because of the unvaccinated, disgusting, unvaxxed people who are creating more variants. It's their fault. So the good news is that they can't say that anymore, right?
I mean, they still will.
But the bad news is that the actual predominant variant is Delta, which is, of course, the one that causes the most damage. That's the most dangerous one of the variants. And so, you know, that's not good. But I don't know how we all didn't see this coming, right? Especially the White House, who should have been like way more prepared for this than they are. It is freaking the season for it. How do you not know that we're going to have an explosion of cases? Hello?
And then testing is also an issue, too. Like, he should have seen all the testing stuff coming, and he should make it so testing is readily and widely available for everybody, because he was dissing Trump about that. And so he didn't solve that problem when he was like, testing, testing, testing. And then he gets into office and testing, that whole testing problem isn't solved. Plus, it's weird. He also said COVID was going to be, how did he say it was going to be wiped out?
He said he was going to shut it down.
He was going to shut it down. It's not, it's weird because here we are. It's a year later. It's not shut down. It's weird that a man can't kill a virus. That is just strange to me that a president can't do that.
And I thought a Democrat would for sure be able to kill it.
I thought so too. And it's also weird that there are dumbasses out there that thought he could do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the CDC got it wrong, right? And so that's bad. We also need to talk about other things besides coronavirus. So you guys, you're well aware of the whole fight on social media that I've had with various people about Ashley Judd. Well, it turns out I'm having a whole other fight. It's a new fight. And this is a different fight. And I am not the only one that is having it, which is exciting, right? So this fight is about a video clip of Anderson Cooper interviewing Bill Gates back in August. And so this is a few months old, and I'm going to show you the video first so that you can actually hear with your own ears what comes out of Anderson Cooper's face. And then we can talk about the fight that's happening right now. So here is this little clip from his August 21st interview. Here we go.
Do you think the federal government or state governments, or the very least federal government, should mandate if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever benefits they give, you need to be vaccinated for. Is that something that the U.S. can and should do?
Okay, so you heard that, right? He floated the idea.
The idea, right.
He floated the idea to Bill Gates of, hey, what do you think about this idea of saying that you have to be vaccinated to collect Social Security?
Social Security, right, right. And he's like, yeah, I'm a goofball. I'm a nerd. I can't, that guy.
So here's what happened. So I retweeted that along, and I'll tell you exactly what I said because I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't want to misstate what I'm saying at all. So I retweeted that, and what I said was, something about, like, I want to find it exactly because I don't want to not say it exactly how I said it. I said WTF, period.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Deny Social Security to the unvaxxed? Seriously? This is a shit take. That's exactly what I said.
And it's exactly what he floated. It's exactly what he, everybody, you hear that. You heard it. That's exactly what Anderson Cooper floated. Right. With your ears.
You heard it.
That with your ears. Right. Uh-huh. And listen, and that is an out there notion. Like, I would have never even gone there. Like, what the hell does Social Security have to do with me being vaccinated or not vaccinated? What in the world is he even doing bringing that up? Like, that's just like my blood starts boiling. I'm like, what are these people talking about? They are insane. They are insane at this point.
Because the point is not that he, like, every, okay, so here's what happened, right? So Reuters decides, and the AP, both of them decided to do a fact check because this video clip was making the rounds. And because people were like, oh my God, Anderson Cooper is suggesting that we, you know, stop giving out Social Security to people who are unvaxxed. Reuters and AP are now, they did a whole fact check about it saying he's being misrepresented. That's not what he said at all. So this chick named Linda, freaking Linda on Twitter, retweets me and the fact check and says the chicks on the right are liars.
Oh, really? Okay, Linda. All right, Linda. Why don't you like use your ear holes and listen to what he said instead of just calling us liars? I'll go toe-to-toe with her. Listen to what Anderson Cooper said. And then maybe if you use your brain, you'll hear what the words were that were coming out of his pie hole.
I mean, there's no misrepresenting it. He floated the idea. He suggested it. And so, yes, if you took that and then you went all the way to, I don't know, Anderson Cooper demands legislation to cut off Social Security from the unvaxxed, that would be a lie. That's not what I did. He floated the idea, and the fact that it even had a place in his brain at all is what is nuts.
Right, it's nuts. The fact that he even took that idea, even popped into his brain, is complete insanity. And I can't believe that people are, that he would do this, that he would do this. And listen, Bill Gates laughed about it. I hope he laughed about it because he also thinks it's insane.
I hope so.
I hope to God that's why he was laughing at it.
So anyway, the fact that Reuters and AP are, here's what happens. They put out a fact check. People don't read it. People like Linda are freaking like, oh my God, the chicks on the right are liars, instead of just taking 2 seconds and using their ears to go listen for themselves. So
right.
Reuters and AP are literally saying, don't believe your actual ears. Believe what we tell you to think about what we heard.
which is a commentary on all this fact check bullcrap. It's a big commentary on that. And people are listening too much to the fact checkers, which, let's face it, fact checking is just opinion. Just opinion, you guys. It's not fact. And it's not fact checking or any sort of like truth. It's just a bunch of people giving you their opinions about crap. You've got to decide for yourself. You guys know that. You got to decide for yourself. But so many people out there are like, yes, sir. Yes. Yes, CDC. Yes, you. Yes, government. Yes. I mean, they listen to these fact checkers who are just basically like two people with a cat in a basement somewhere telling you what they think about crap. You know, give me a break.
I mean, it makes me wonder, like, is my original tweet that, you know, that tweeted out that video clip and me saying WTF, this is a shit take. Is that now going to be pulled from Twitter because it's misinformation and unfactual because Reuters said so, even though there's nothing actually not factual about it?
And if it is pulled, then you know that we're on this. We're on the big slope to communism because you did nothing wrong. We're doing nothing wrong by retweeting that and saying that's a shit take. Because it is a shit take, because what he said came out of his mouth and all you did was retweet what he said, what he actually said that came out of his face.
And the caption read, he floated the idea of banning Americans from getting Social Security benefits. He did float the idea.
And you know what? You know what? People need to hear that. People need to know that that idiots like Anderson Cooper, freaking commies, are floating ideas like this. That's an absolutely insane idea. And like people like that need to be told no, no.
And they need to be told that it is a shit take. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what it is. Now, speaking of misinformation, here is something that remains on Twitter to this day in all kinds of places, right? Like people have been retweeting this out. This comes from March 29th. Okay. It's Rachel Maddow. And
of course,
it doesn't matter. And she's so freaking smug.
God, I know.
So granted, we've learned a lot about vaccines and whatnot since March 29th of 2021. However, the fact that this remains up and that Twitter is not going to pull it down for COVID misinformation is like a huge problem, especially if they do pull tweets like mine about Anderson Cooper, which is not unfactual. It's like literally the fact of what he said. But here is Rachel Maddow giving all of us a big fat lesson on vaccines.
It means that instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. Exposed to the virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this if we just go fast enough.
Oh, okay. They'll just cure it. Right. Just like it does it, just like flu, you know. And I'm so glad it'll just cure it. Right. That's exactly what it will do. It'll cure it. And so now Rachel Maddow she's a virologist. It's good to know that she has a freaking degree in that. It's unbelievable. And so they don't shut that down. They just keep it up.
It's still out there. It's there forever.
There are idiots who watch that and think that it's true.
Well, and you know, that particular clip that I played, like the caption on it said, let's do a flashback to March 29th, which is the point, right? If Twitter is so concerned about misinformation, then they should pull down any clip like that from back in March that suggests that what we thought then is still true today. It's not, right? So,
right.
I mean, either they're going to be consistent about taking down information that's misinformation about COVID, or they're not. How about they just leave everything up and let people decide for themselves? Just a thought.
The fact that somebody on the news even did that is astounding to me. You know, the fact that she even did a like a segment and she talked about the virus in such a way where she was acting as if she was a doctor is astounding to me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's happening all over the place. Like, she thinks that she can do that. She actually thinks that she's arrogant enough to think that she can do that. It's crazy to me. Like,
it is crazy.
Oh my God. And people listen to her. She's got an audience. I know people that watch that show and love her.
On purpose?
On purpose. Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Right. God help us. Yeah.
Okay. So I have to show you guys this clip. Now, this is actually a recent one. This is of Nicole Wallace. So if you don't think that there are people in a cult right now who are literally hanging on every word that comes out of the face of Dr. Fauci, then you're going to believe it after watching Nicole Wallace absolutely fawn and talk about what a cultist she actually is. And listen to how crazily she lives her life. She's not alone. There are a jillion people just like her who are living life like this.
Yeah. I mean, Jason, you see how difficult this is for this administration. I mean, I'm a Fauci groupie. I'm a thrice vaccinated mask adherent. I buy KN95 masks, buy the, you know, caseload. They're in every pocket. I wear them everywhere except when I sit down. And I am certain that this is not a variant I can outrun. And I wonder where you think the sort of conversation is heading.
She wears them everywhere except when she's sitting, because when she's lower, then the COVID's not going to get her.
Right. It's like right here. It's like, there's also a whole montage of her talking about just Fauci. Did you happen to see that? There's an entire montage of her just going on and on and on about Fauci, 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 Fauci. She calls him an international treasure and a jewel. She goes, I mean, it is like they played it on Tucker's show. Will, what's his name? I don't know his name. I can't remember his last name, but the Will guy is covering for Tucker. And he did a whole montage on how she was just literally like, Fauci. I mean, just, it's like, lady, just get a date with him already, for crying out loud. Like, she wants to seriously get on some Fauci. She is in love with him. She's obsessed. At this point, she like is stalking him. It's crazy how much she's in love with this guy. It's so bizarre.
Well, how many times does he need to be wrong before maybe she realizes he's not someone to look up to for all your information?
It doesn't matter. It's like people that follow David Koresh, for crying out loud. It's like, I mean, that dude was a whack job. And they didn't, I mean, I know people are gonna be like, don't compare Fauci to David Koresh and Daisy. But I'm just saying, like, when you're in a cult, you don't care if the person is wrong. You don't care. And at this point, these people are in a cult. They don't care if the guy is wrong or if he's right. They don't care. They just love him. It's like, it's idol worship. It is complete idol worship at this point. They don't care. They will listen to everything he says and they will hang on every word, and they think he's wonderful and fantastic and perfect in every way. He does no wrong. He does no wrong at all. They cannot find one fault in anything that this guy does. I mean, if you tell him, hey, he tortures beagles, they'll be like,
there must be some misunderstanding.
The beagles, it must be the beagles' fault. It must be the beagles' fault. Right. I mean, they must have done something wrong. I mean, they did something for him to torture.
Those were really bad beagles, you guys.
They were bad. They must have done something wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's like...
And monkeys. Don't forget the monkeys. I know you don't like monkeys. But he messes with monkeys,
but
too.
But they didn't deserve to be tortured either, right? But I mean, like, all the things that he's done. And it's like, he isn't... Everything that he does, everything he says, you can find things that he has done wrong, and he shouldn't have the job that he has, period. Even if you're just somewhat objective, my God, if you're not even like a conservative, a liberal, you can find over the past couple of years where he's been wrong about so many things, you guys. He shouldn't have the job that he has. He should have been fired so many years ago. And these people who just worship him, it's weird. It's freaking weird. Like, the things that she says about him.
That's not normal. That is not normal behavior.
Like, get a grip. You are a freak. God. I mean, it's just weird. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there is a city. I can't tell you the name of it because it's China. But it's like some city in China where... You know how it's like,
you're so good at that, though,
or something. I don't
know. You're so good at the city. Like,
I know, but I forgot. It's like there's apostrophes in it. There's all kinds of letters. Anyway, there's one particular city in China who has got their citizens on such lockdown, and then we're now into day 7, that you are no longer allowed to go out for food. And so there are literally people starving to death inside their homes because you get arrested if you go outside. So there's a video now that's I saw going around this morning. It's from 5:30 this morning, that is now showing that the people who are breaking the rules on lockdown in this particular city and in other Chinese cities across that godforsaken country, they are being publicly shamed. So here's what's happening. The Chinese government is putting them all in these body suits, like these white body suits, right? And then they're hanging signs around their necks because they're covered head to toe. So they're hanging signs that have a mugshot of themselves. And then they're walking around like roped up, paraded through the streets so that they can be publicly shamed for breaking down the lockdown measures.
You know who's going to do this next is New York. You know they will. I mean, seriously, they're taking like 5-year-olds and their mothers out of restaurants.
I mean, this is freaking insane. And yeah, they are doing that. That's right.
Yeah, they're dragging.
You know, de Blasio probably watched that video and was like, that's an idea.
That's a great idea.
I think we should try that.
It's a great idea. It's great to just to completely like dehumanize these people. It sounds fantastic. Yeah, but I mean, they are taking, like, that 5-year-old boy, y'all saw that video, that 5-year-old boy just crying. And, like, I mean, the NYPD has been lowered to doing, I mean, don't y'all have better things to do? I mean, your crime is out of control there. And that is what they're doing. It's like, at this point, can they not see that they are on the wrong side of history? They're going to look back on this in 20 years and be like, yeah, I suck. Like I did the wrong thing, you know?
I don't know. I don't think they have enough self-awareness to ever take responsibility for the horrors that they are committing. I just don't. They're always going to think, well, we did this just fine. I mean, even Germany, look at Germany and how they're treating unvaccinated people now.
Right?
It's like you would think that they have no understanding of their own history.
That's the thing. It's like, you'd think Germany of all people would be like, we're not going to do this. I mean, because of our past and what we've done. I mean, you have to think of the big picture and think, okay, what are we doing? How are we treating our people? What does this look like 20 years, 10, 20 years down the road? What am I doing as a human being to other human beings? And like, am I on the right side of history here? You know?
Yeah.
And when you are dragging a 5-year-old out of a restaurant with his mother, like, what are you doing as a police officer? You may want to take pause and go, am I doing the right thing? Because I don't think that this is what I signed up for. You know, when there are people getting murdered in the street outside and muggings are occurring and rapes are occurring. And maybe I should be concentrating on that instead of a freaking 5-year-old in a restaurant. Good Lord.
Well, it's interesting. And I'm not saying this to sound hysterical. Okay. So just everybody calm down. And I'm not trying to say that we're on our way to being genocided. Okay. But if you've ever read the 10 steps to genocide, we are like firmly on step number 6. Okay. So like, let's review. Okay. So this is, these steps are usually listed at Holocaust museums. And if you read through these, they're absolutely frightening. So the first one is classification. So what happens is people in power will categorize people according to an us versus them mentality. And in this case, it's vaxxed versus unvaxxed, right? Second step, symbolization. You're made to stand out with articles of symbolism. So if you are carrying your card, your vaccine card, or you're not carrying your vaccine card, that's step number 2. The third step is discrimination. So you either get to do things or you don't based on your vax status. The fourth step is dehumanization. Like you see what's happening in the streets of China where they're putting you in you're wearing your mugshot and you're paraded through the streets because you're not good enough to like be among the human race. The fifth step, organization. So this is when you create like separate quarters, like what we saw in Australia for to quarantine like the unvaccinated people or get them out away from the rest of society. Sixth step, polarization. So you're starting to seize the assets of the unvaccinated to, and you're refusing access to travel for them. And then preparation include, that's the seventh step where you're identified, separated, death lists are drawn up, persecution, and then extermination, and then denial. That's what happens in an actual genocide. I mean, if you don't think that we're like at least to step five, I don't know how you can deny it.
Right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's terrifying. Yeah. I'm not trying to sound like, oh my God, we're being genocided, but like, I'm not saying it either.
Right. And you're the, like the non-hysterical one of the two of us. So I just find it, but you know, you also have parents who were from communist Poland. So,
right.
You know, you have, you're like,
and my dad's a Jew.
Exactly. So you have personal experience with this, you know? So there's that. And then, you know, I look at this, I try to look at things from the big picture. And I also think about, you know, I'm obviously best friends with you, and then I know your experience and your family's experience. But then, you know, I look at this and I think, I look at people and I look at the decisions that they've been making over the past 2 years. And I'm actually shocked by a lot of people's decisions. I'm shocked by people that I know and I love and the decisions that they've made. And I think, you know, if they were put in a position like, listen, again, I don't want to sound hysterical either, but if they were put in a position like, you know, what happened in Germany or whatever, I think now I know what decision that they would have made.
Right. Right.
And I'm very disappointed in a lot of people. Let's just put it that way. I'm very disappointed in some of the decisions that some of my family members and some of my friends have made over the past 2 years. I'll just keep it at that.
What time are we doing things tomorrow? You guys, we had a nice size crowd in here today. Very nice size crowd today.
Today is Wednesday, right? Okay.
Yes.
I'm losing track
tomorrow
of my days.
I'm hoping that like a lot of people are off.
Right.
You know, I hope that people are taking off.
We could do maybe like the same time tomorrow if you want to do the same time.
We could, or we were talking, because this is our last one before I go back to work on Monday, and we'll be back at 7 a.m. on Monday. So, and we're off on Friday.
We're going to take Friday off. So
we were thinking, do we do a lunch one or do we just do a later morning one? We're never going to make everybody happy. So maybe we should just do it around this time again tomorrow.
Want to do eight. Like, okay, we'll just, yeah, I think 8 and 7 central. You want to try that again?
Okay, let's do that. 8 a.m.
Because then people can still have their day. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And if you miss us in the morning, you can still watch us in the afternoon.
That's true. We're available all day.
Right. It's on YouTube. I post it on the site. I mean, we post it everywhere. So, I mean, you can always watch us. That's what my mom does. My mom hates getting up in the morning. And so she always watches us later. You could always do that.
Yeah.
Right. So definitely do that if you can't catch us in the morning early. So yeah, 7 central.
All right.
8 Eastern. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Bring it in. Everybody.
Yeah. And so only one more day of an Ashley Judd photo. And don't you think I'm not going to take advantage of it? Cause
you got to post a really, really good one, Mock. A really, really good one.
I think I have just the one for tomorrow. I think I already have one in mind for tomorrow.
Really? I can't wait to see it. I just can't wait. It's been such a gift to be able to see those this week. You guys, Merry Christmas, everybody. And tomorrow is like a special New Year's edition. It's going to be great. Mock's going to be giving us her 10 resolutions for the year. I can't wait to hear them. Yeah, so I'm just kidding. She never does resolutions. That'll be me. So you guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day today.
Bye.